What's up, you guys? Okay, is your Google Business profile suspended? Or maybe you're having a hard time verifying a new Google Business profile? Or has your website dropped in organic sessions from Google and search engines? If any of these are happening to you, stick around for this podcast because we're going to dive in. What's up, you guys? This is Quinn.
And Brian.
And this is the Run Radio podcast where we talk all things about digital marketing, growing your business, and reacting to trends and what's happening in the industry right now. So today we want to talk about a couple of things that are semi-related, but all of them are hot, all of them are relevant and happening right now. So maybe let's start first with Google Business Profile.
Yes.
We recently put out a video that shows step-by-step on how to help you get your suspended Google Business Profile unsuspended. Basically, it's just following the rules that they have, but we walk you through that.
Well, and in particular, the video covers if you've been suspended and your appeal has been denied, what are the next steps?
That's right.
And so, but it is all pretty straightforward, but it does take a lot of reading. And so hopefully that video can help get people up to speed and resolve things somewhat quickly considering the current situation.
So check it out and tell us what you guys think. If we needed to get more details that we missed, or if you tried it and you struggled, hit us up. We'd love to help you out any way we can. But in the same breath, Google Business Profile, the Google team for this product has a bug.
That's right. So over the last several days, most people haven't been able to get a new listing verified. When they actually go to that next step to hit to verify after they've put in their phone number, it is just not working. It's doing nothing. So there's been a complete stop in new business profiles due to this bug, and it's causing a lot of confusion. There's overlap and issues happening with verifications for existing listings, and it's having a big impact.
So basically, if you are trying to register a new Google Business Profile and get it verified, either for just the profile itself, or it seems to be affecting then your ability to get a local services ad up as well.
Right. So because local service ads relies on your Google Business Profile data,
that's right,
and having those five core reviews, not only can you not get a new listing up, but now you also can't complete local service ad setup, which has big implications as well.
So if that's you and you're struggling and you can't get local services ads up, or your marketing company can't do it for you, there is hope. They've identified the bug. I think the latest we saw was that they had estimated about 2 weeks behind schedule to get these going, and now they're looking at being outwards of even 5 weeks.
Right. So one of the things that's happened is across the board, we've seen Google forcing business profile re-verification. So a lot of people have lost their re-verifications or seen suspensions for what appear to be no to little reason at all. We know Google can be picky on the information that's in the profile. However, some of these are profiles that have been running for years without issue that all of a sudden are needing to go back through and either appeal a suspension or re-verify. And we've seen, and this has been measured in the Google support forums, we've seen a huge spike of people dealing with this, and estimated wait times now for getting an appeal through are in 5 weeks or more at this point. So hopefully they start catching up, because I know there's a lot of frustrated people. This has big implications for business, especially if you had high placement and good visibility on search terms with a lot of traffic. You are really going to be feeling that if this issue has Absolutely. Hit you.
So yeah. So if you do find yourself in that position, hang in there. If you need professional help to get through this, we can help. So definitely reach out to us. We'd be glad to walk you through it or to take it on ourselves.
Yeah, I think one important thing is to make sure you've done such a very thorough analysis of your profile to make sure everything is as it should be and follows policy. And once you get your appeal in, to just be patient, because with this issue, we're seeing so many people trying to follow back up and reach back out again and submit new tickets. And it just pushes that wait time out further. And it could also update the activity for your profile support case ID. And now it has more recent activity on it, and they're not even looking at the previous issue. It can just really slow things down. Yeah. So try to be patient.
Well, with that, we wanted to give you guys just a brief breather here between what else we're going to react to. We've got our new we got our new swag on today. We are repping the comfort hoodies, and we've got I wasn't really showing you. So this is a podcast, but for those that are watching this on YouTube or otherwise, I'm showing you our new logo here on our sleeve. It looks really slick. We got the comfort logo here, and then up on the hood,
yes,
we've got our little icon here as well that looks pretty
today,
slick.
So. We are, as they say, G'd up from the feet up.
That's very good. Yeah. So, okay, you guys, lots of crazy stuff happening. Both, you know, for our business, and we're really excited for the growth that we're seeing and helping other businesses and the growth that they're seeing. Obviously, we want to talk about what's relevant in today's marketing world, and it is all over Twitter.
Everywhere.
Let's talk about the Google update.
Yeah, so the March 2025 core algorithm update, the big thing that, now obviously we see ebbs and flows with core updates. Often a core update can be a good chance to have all of the work you've been doing and your site reevaluated by Google. So hopefully you got some of those big initiatives completed, yeah, and all of your ducks in a row when that core update comes out, because it can often be a big opportunity to show a lot of growth.
Especially if you're keeping the rules. If you're, yes, already doing the things that Google has asked you to do, you're playing by the rules, you're doing white hat SEO, generally core updates can be very beneficial for you, right?
Yeah, and that's not to say that we don't see specific industries sometimes get weighted more heavily, right, for certain things. I know there's been a lot of pushback from Google on parasite SEO, where people are basically doing pay to play on high authority sites to get an article out and rank it. But the big news that everybody is talking about, and all the memes and jokes and theories and everyone's digging in on, is HubSpot.
Or HubSpot
has lost a lot of its traffic. So currently, according to Ahrefs, or however you say it,
Ahrefs, yeah.
Ahrefs, they're currently down 65% in organic traffic. And according to SEMrush, they're down about 75% in organic traffic. And this is from being one of the most well-established sites for both the SEO industry, marketing automation. They've got a ton of content on there. And so they've taken a huge hit.
Yeah. So obviously, if that's you and you've taken a big hit, there are a couple things that the update, you know, has mentioned that you can look into, and that you can work on for your website to be able to surpass or weather the storm of the update, right?
Yeah. Well, and one of the big tweets that's getting a lot of traction right now is from a very well-known digital marketer and SEO, Matt Diggity.
Right.
We enjoy his content. He's apparently done a deep dive, and others are coming to a similar conclusion, is that HubSpot has abandoned its well-established topical authority and been using that to go after every keyword under the sun. And so now they're, for many topics, no longer a well-established topical authority. And that really looks like it has led to them losing a lot of these positions.
So I guess a good takeaway, right, is I think we've seen a lot of this. If you're, what do I like to say? It's syndrome from The Incredibles. If everyone's super, then no one is, right?
Exactly.
So basically this concept that if you're the solution for everything, then are you the solution for anything, right? So how important it is for you to really hone in on what you do well and to make sure that it's clear both from a user and a bot perspective that it's very clear what it is that your focus is and what it is that you have authority on.
And it brings back up the expertise, authority, and trust signals from the Google Quality Rater guidelines that I think in the marketing industry are well established, and it's a horse that will continue to beat to death because it is that important. But really establishing your expertise and that being one of the leading signals that Google's really looking at. And if you've abandoned that because you're going after everything, then you just don't have the depth because you've sacrificed it for breadth. And that's so. Right.
Okay, so we talked a little bit about Matt Diggity's post, and we'll share that. Hopefully we got that up there for you to see as we talked about it. Let's also talk briefly about, we had another tweet that we wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah. So really it was just, I wanted to make sure everybody got to see some of the screenshots and posts as people are tracking along the way to see such a huge loss in SEMrush. I mean, we're talking millions of dollars and a lot of keywords. And so
we'll be sure to post those on the screen here so you guys can see those as well.
Yeah. And so those are some of the really, really big outliers from this core update, but that's not to say that this is not having impact across the board. And, you know, hopefully you're well established and some of these core updates either are opportunities for you or little to no disruption.
Yeah. Well, we've got our ear to the ground, you guys. We want to hear more from you. So if this video caught you and you've lasted this long, tell us what industries you're doing SEO for, or if you're running your own business, what's your industry, and what this algorithm has done for your business. And we'd love to know who's having trouble with their Google Business profiles, whether getting them verified or unsuspended. Hit us up in the comments. We want to hear it. We want to see what's happening. And then per usual, you guys, if this has been helpful for you, right, as you're kind of navigating your own marketing agency or growing a business of your own or a client of yours or otherwise, subscribe to the channel and interact with us. And that's not just for the algorithms. We genuinely want to hear from the people that are listening in, where they're at, what they're doing. And if they've got questions, we want to answer them and help them out. So hit us up, leave us a comment, drop us a like, hit the subscribe button, and then stay tuned and come back week over week. We'll be having this podcast and how-tos, general how-tos for very specific things that we're seeing and doing for our business and our clients.
Yeah.
Awesome, guys. This is Quinn.
And Brian.
And this is Run Radio. We'll see you next time. Grow fast, scale smart.